was putting the pencil to it, even if they got the $1,200, if they had to do the $3,500 deductible.
For those that had claims that hit that, for clarity, the deductible doesn't apply to like doctor's office visits, emergency room prescriptions. Those would all still be upfront benefits. But certainly for those that went into the hospital or had a surgery or whatever that had those claims, then absolutely their out-of-pocket would go up significantly if for that, because currently it's $1,000 and that would be taking it up to $3,500 to start. And then the out-of-pocket would be, the total out-of-pocket would be up as well.
Doctor visit and emergency room, all of that would be the same. But if you had to have a MRI, if you had to have anything that was not covered under that, then they would have to be out $3,500 before it would kick anything.
That is correct.
And whereas if you go with the other one, they're out $1,500 before it kicks on that.
Yes.
Option 6, I have negative 5.77% decrease. Was that taking the buy-up plan out of it? What was that?
That was, if you remember, when we started the meeting last time, I went through and just looked. The percentages at the bottom are basically putting half the people in the buy-up and half the people in the base plan. Okay. And therefore, and of course, we don't know, but actually more people will go into the base. So the negative 5.77 was comparing the base plan currently to this base plan, and so it would reflect what the county would pay.
So the option 3 base plan only is 3.586% increase. Option 6 is a negative, or is a 5.777 decrease over last year's.
Compared to current,
not the 11% increase we're looking at if we stay everything the same.
Correct.
Did you do math on that, Sheila, as far as what the decrease would be and our savings would be for option 6?
About $23,000, I think. Is that what you got?
I didn't do it, so I didn't know.
That's about what I figured. Now, then, that's not, okay, it would be more than that. If we didn't do the $100, of course, that would go in there. I was doing it just on what was here. Then you'd have to add the other. And I realize that that would help the GCR figure greater and everything. I was trying to look at the overall of the employee and GCR and knowing what is available, what it looks like, what might be available in regard to each employee would need to adjust on the salary they've got between, say, $1,000 deductible to $1,500 deductible or $1,000 deductible to $25 deductible. Out of them. And of course, that's if they had something that didn't come under the tough decision, and it can't be the best for everyone. Everyone individually, but you just have to try to look at it as a whole. Thank you.
Mike, what do you think?
I don't have a problem with option three. I do not want to take away the 100 per month for the employees with families.
Do you know how many people utilize that right now?
Pardon?
How many people utilize that right now, do you know?
I think, Commissioner Williams, if we look on the let's see, 2787.93, right at 100.
I got 88.89.
Maybe I missed it.
You look at 27, you've 56.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. It's 90, not 100, 90. Is what was showing on here.
Can I give you a little history since I've been through these insurance meetings over the years? It has been brought up several times over the years that by giving that $100 to that employee, that 90 employees, the other employees in the county are not getting that same benefit if they don't have a family member on insurance. It's been discussed at one time of giving $100 per month additional to the employees to make up the difference in the benefit. It has never happened, but it has been thought of. So I just wanted you to have that information because it is part of our insurance history.
Maybe sometime, if you'd like, we talked about the health savings plan. I think you get into that something, but that's would be need to be looked at later.
Yeah, the amount of education to the staff to go to that type of a program, I'd be very leery of doing that with a short time frame. I'd rather stage that over some time if that was our decision to move forward.
And I tried to speak to different ones individually as to why, where Ms. Neely mentioned about some that doesn't have their spouse or something on it, and they just simply said they couldn't afford to on their salary. It would be, I think, a month out of their salary, so they'd take pretty much their paycheck for when you start $10-$11 an hour. It wasn't they didn't want them on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with the 100, certainly there's still a lot left over that the staff has to pay.
Yeah.
Well, I've discussed that. I'm paying right at $1,000 a month for four young children and we're a young family, and so I'm the perfect candidate to look outside the county insurance system for insurance. I've been paying it for, 5 years, 6 years now? It's gone up every year. It's almost as much as my house payment. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some of those that are just make 11 or so an hour that can't afford to put their spouse on, they're just having to take a chance.
Well,
that if something happens, they have no insurance then. Not.
I don't know if that's the case right now because of different laws that's been passed. But how many employees do we have on the insurance plan?
Add another 159 to that.
So 249?
239.
You said 159?
159.
Plus 90?
Plus 90.
Be 249?
249.
And that's including Road and Bridge, too.
That's everybody that the county has insured.
is my, tell me if I'm wrong, option six over the increase would save us $250,992? Option three would save us $110,000. Over the increase. If you look at current, option three is a $53,784 increase.
Option three is a 50-some-thousand increase for GCR?
Over the current plan, yes. And then option six is a $86,000 decrease.
Option three, you're using 2.06 as the increase factor?
Option three, I'm taking $520, subtracting 502, taking that times 249, then taking that times 12. So over current insurance costs, if we keep it how it is, it equates to a $164,340 increase. If we change it to option three, it's a $53,784 increase. If we change it to option six, it's an $86,652 decrease, and that does not include the $108,000 for $100. That's not on the table yet. So my question to you guys is going to be, and I'm fine with option three, but last year, and I understand new commissioners and new, are we going to take a more serious look at the budget and be willing to make some hard decisions?
We don't have a choice, I don't believe.
I don't disagree with that. So, but are we going to go through with it and do it this year? If so, then I'm fine with option three. If we're going to be questionable on some of the choices, then we need to look at option six.
Okay, go over option three, what you figured for it again.
Over current costs, option three is a $53,784 increase. Keep in mind that our renewal to keep the same plan would be a $164,000 increase. So I mean, it is a savings over our current plan. Continued on in 2018. With the increase of costs.
You're thinking 53,000 on the full 200 and some, the full amount of employees. You're
249 employees.
So what I think we have to really look at is what comes out of GCR.
Okay. Don't disagree with that. How many employees do you guys have, Huff? Huff, how many employees you guys got?
72.
Does that include all staff, not just... Does that include everybody in the office, you guys?
Yes.
Okay. And how many can we take out?